This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Ross Wainwright. How are you, Ross?
I'm terrific. Robert, thanks for having me.
And Ross is the CEO of Dimension Data Americas. Technology has a lot of companies in there. You do things a little bit differently. Later on, we'll talk about your culture, but let's for now talk about your main business model.
Perfect. So Dimension Data is a global systems integrator. We provide managed services, and essentially we drive business outcomes for our clients. We have 30,000 employees globally. We're about an $8 billion global company operating in 46 countries. And my focus, 2,500 employees, is here in the Americas.
So talk about when you go to market and in the services, what type of work do you do?
Sure. So we grew up as a networking company. But the networking story has actually evolved to security, to what we call hybrid IT. So that's cloud technology, whether it be software in the cloud or technology on premise. But someone has to stitch all that together. As we use our smartphones, as we use our tablets, the Internet of Things, all of this technology, there's an underpinning necessary to support our clients. And we call that the network security and hybrid IT.
Now, let's use one word, which is cycling, because that differentiates you from everyone else. Talk about what that word means to you and how it integrates into your whole business.
So we have a professional cycling team based out of South Africa called Dimension Data, and they compete at the Tour de France and the Tour de California. It's a big part of our culture. We're also a technology company that provides the technology, the network, the sensors, the Internet of Things for the Tour de France. So in July coming up, the Tour de France will be sponsored by Dimension Data. And not only do we provide the technology, but we provide all the big data that is actually shared back with the commentators to provide more information, to provide creative information to make the Tour de France the special event that it is.
And now, just talk about the Tour de France. There's something magical about that phrase. What does it mean to you on a visceral level?
Well, I think that the Tour de France has become, first of all, cycling has become an amazing sport. Whether you're a pro or a semi-pro or an amateur, it's great exercise. It's great camaraderie at the end of the day. And there's a very interesting connection point, Robert, between our participation in the Tour de France and our commitment to giving back to communities. And we actually sponsor a charity called Quebeca. Now, Quebeca is a charity that provides bicycles for children, for students in South Africa. We've done some studies, and it takes, for many of these students, it takes them 2 hours to walk 10 miles to go to school every day.
Wait.
Yeah.
Someone is walking, they're spending 2 hours, 4 hours of their day just walking to and back from school.
For sure. So if you think about that student that spends 4 hours getting to and from school, there's no time for studies or their chores or just being a kid at the end of the day. So our founders and our board came up with this idea. Why don't we give bicycles it's changing people's lives, right? They're now becoming mobile. They're becoming independent. They're doing better in school. It's really made a change on that community. And our employees are really proud of that experience.
Yeah, have you been down there? Have you seen what's happening? I'm wondering what the faces. Have you seen actually spoken with kids and hear what they have to say?
It's smiles ear to ear. And if you get an opportunity to speak with them, their story is, thank you so much for something as trivial as providing a $1,000 bicycle. It's changing people's lives, and that's a big part of our culture that builds trust inside of our company.
What? Just let's stick on this, because this is a story that I haven't really heard one like this much. Every company is trying to do well and be socially good. This is something that just hits people on such a personal level, changes their life. What are the kids doing with that extra time? Are they actually playing outside? Are they studying, doing better in school? What do you find happening as a result of this? Because you're, in a sense, changing the next generation of society.
For sure. Well, first of all, they're getting a far better education. You know, if you're in grade one and you're 8 years old and you walk 2 hours to school, you're not going to be very sharp to learn, right? Second of all, you're going to have no time to do your homework or prepare for your studies. And finally, you're not going to have any time to be a kid, because you're going to spend all your time just trying to get to school. So you're going to stay in school longer, you're going to work harder, you're going to get a better education, you're going to build a better life for these young kids. And it's particularly important for our culture, because giving back is a big part of who we are. And Robert, you mentioned the cycling analogy. If for those that have been part of one of these cycling groups on a weekend, you might have a bicycle that's 2 inches in front of you, 2 inches in behind you. You might have three of you, or you might have 30 of you, but you're riding in this Peloton. And the whole way that works is everybody has their role, everybody has their place, but you have to have trust. And trust is a really, really powerful word in business, right? It's how you drive transformation. It's how you disrupt. It's how you serve your clients. You do it through trust. And I love that cycling analogy, whether it be through Quebeca, the kids that we serve, our charity, whether it be through the Tour de France, or ultimately this concept of drafting as a management team to drive transformation, to better serve our clients, to improve and elevate the employee experience. We do it all on the basis of trust.
That is a great phrase, drafting management team.
It's true.
We talked that through. That's interesting, because you're pulling everyone along. You have to be aligned, and you're helping each other out.
Well, and if you think about it, in the cycling analogy, you could be a sprinter. You could be the skinny guy that climbs up the mountain, mm-hmm. right? You could be the person that pulls that final sprinter to the final 100 yards to win the race. Everybody has their role. You need to understand your role. You need to understand how you're working for a common goal. But you have to trust You're each other in order to achieve that goal. And that's a big part of our competitive advantage at Dimension Data. We are disrupting the market. We are looking to avoid being disrupted. We are transforming our business to a managed services business that focuses on, as a global systems integrator, to provide this next generation technology. But to do that, we have to do it with a high performance culture, the best and the brightest. We've got to attract and retain the best and the brightest people that we can find in the market. And we do that by creating a culture around collaboration and trust. And this is our secret sauce.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Russ Wainwright, who is the CEO of Dimension Data Americas. And we're hearing a lot about your culture. So we'll talk more about the culture later, but I want to talk about that word transformation, because you're talking about transformation, a transformation of what the business does. Where were you? Where are you going?
So our company, we've built our company on the back of being a network company, a global network provider. And we've built an $8 billion company on the basis of providing the network. And the network today is the foundation that facilitates everything that goes on within the Internet, whether it be the Internet of Things or whether it be the cloud technology. It's all tied to that foundation. We provide the services that make that happen. We do it as a managed service. So let me give you an example. We have a client that is based here in New York. They're based in New York, in Canada, in Toronto, and they're a private equity firm that approached us about doing a call center. So when people call in, we can help them support their clients. But to provide a call center, you also need both a LAN and a WAN, what we call an SD-WAN. Mm-hmm. So again, this is all of the networking infrastructure. But you also need to provide security. You need to provide firewall. You need to provide proactive
more
protection.
Than ever now.
Security is everywhere. What we do very uniquely for this customer, and we do it globally, is that we provide the network, we provide the LAN, the infrastructure, the WAN, and we provide the security. We wrap the whole thing into a service that we can then support their offices in over 30 countries around the world. And that's part of our competitive advantage.
What is the website if anyone wants to visit you?
www.dimensiondata.com.
Okay, and we're about to take a break in 1 minute. So let's just quickly give me Tour de France. What is the data you're collecting there? Because it sounds really exciting.
For sure. Let me give you a quick touch point on that. So you've heard of the Internet of Things. This is sensors that can actually capture information that will help businesses, or in this case, cyclists, understand how they can perform better, how they can draft more effectively, how they can conserve their energy, how they can understand the relationship between their heart rate, their temperature, how much power they're outputting. So this is all the technology that goes into the sensors around a cyclist.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. When we come back with Ross, we're going to talk more about the culture, how you build a culture of technology experts. Back in a few.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Ross Wainwright. Ross, let's talk about your culture. So I know that you're really proud of the 2,500 people who work in the Americas. Tell me what's unique about your culture.
First of all, we're a global company. So our business, my business here in the Americas, is a Latin American business, a Canadian business, and an American business. But our roots and foundation is as a South African company. But we're owned by the Japanese. We're owned by 110.
What a great global company.
It's an amazing mix and synergy of cultures. So the Japanese NTT is our parent. We have this amazing South African grit and perseverance and ambition. And then we mix that with the American culture, which is the U.S. and Latin America and Canada all coming together. So first of all, we're a global company and we celebrate that global culture.
Are there any unique practices that you have that bring people there, acquire talent, and then make talent really want to stay and build their careers there?
It's a great question, Robert, because there's a war on talent, right? The reality is unemployment is at historic lows. Good people have choices. We believe that we're a destination to come to work, where you can learn, you can grow, where we're going to invest in you. We're a pay-for-performance culture, so if you do well, you can make a lot of money, and we really want to incent our people to do amazing things, and we think that we've got the right balance to do that. But that's for the individual contributors. In addition to that, we're building a culture around leadership that really, and the word that I use is authenticity at the end of the day. You have to be authentic. You just have to do the right things every single day, because transformation is hard. Because we're not asking people to do what they've always done. We're asking them to do it differently, to do it better, to drive more value, more returns, more better experiences for our clients.
And I notice you use the word clients. You don't use the word customers.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we believe that the client relationship is the center of everything that we do. And our clients have customers, but we serve our clients. That's why we're here. And I think that authenticity of what we need to demonstrate as leaders actually creates trust amongst ourselves as leaders, even when we're dealing with tough stuff, which is part of transformation. But that authenticity also and that trust also then is shared with the client. And I think that's where the magic happens.
When you're talking about transformation, what are the characteristics a leader needs to have to effectively transform an organization?
First of all, you got to do the right things every day. You just have to be incredibly consistent.
And how do you make sure you're always doing the right things? What's your barometer?
Well, I think you've got to trust the people around you, and the people around you need to help you, because we're all human, right? This is not a perfect world, right? These are shades of gray. So you need to put the right people around you. They talk about getting the right people on the bus. You've got to get the right leaders around you. And my strategy, Robert, is to get essentially the people around me, make sure they're smarter than me at the end of the day, because it makes my job easier. But get the right people around you, do the right things every day. And then finally, as a leader, I think that when you're transforming a business, you have to get people out of their comfort zone. And it's pretty powerful. When you get someone out of their comfort zone, maybe they're going to stretch. Maybe they'll fail, and that's okay, because making mistakes is how you learn. But if you get them out of their comfort zone and they do unnatural things, driving incredible results, I think that's euphoric for our employees.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you have any example in that. That's interesting. I know I was recently talking with Scott McNeely, and you know,
sure. What
he did was he called it dunk them under the water. But
right.
Keep dunking them, and then when
right.
they go for a heads up, say, okay,
right.
dunk them again. So you're really taking people out of their comfort zone. Do you have an example of what that might look like?
Sure. Well, a great example is what we're doing today. My marketing organization needs to get the word out. Dimension Data is an amazing company with an amazing story. Globally, in Southeast Asia and Europe, our brand is very, very visible. Our brand doesn't have enough brand identification in the American culture. But we do incredible things for our customers. We have incredible employees. We're across the entire North America and Latin America. So I've challenged my marketing team with a skinny budget to go find a way to go and get the story, to amplify the message and the culture of who Dimension Data is. One of the reasons why we're here, you know, participating in your terrific program, Robert.
Yeah, well, now maybe you get me to more than 600,000 listeners.
There you
I
go.
Like it.
There you
I
go.
I like it. So let's talk about, as a CEO, what is on your dashboard as a leader to grow the organization. You've 2,500 people. You've a unique philosophy tying into cycling and drafting.
Sure.
What's most important on your actual dashboard?
You know, it's interesting. Many companies, ours included, and I've seen this in my past life as well, sometimes we're an inch deep and a mile wide. And what I mean by that is you have too many initiatives, right? You need to focus on the right things that you're really good at, and you need to celebrate those. So that starts with a solution strategy. What is your solution strategy? What is your marketing strategy, or how do you go to market to serve your clients? And then enable your people around that. I'll give you an example. We are a networking company, but there's lots of companies that sell networking products and services. We also, though, are experts in the hybrid IT environment. So this is the cloud and on-premise and how software comes together. And then finally, wrapping a security strategy around that. When we tie all of those components into a narrative and we have the technology people to back that up, that's what our customers are looking for. We need to focus on the right things. We need to be deep into the industries and the plays that are really relevant for our customers.
Okay, And let's talk about the environment, in a sense. You've 2 minutes in the interview. The digital environment is rapidly transforming. So really walk through what you see the future of Dimension Data as being in that digital change.
Sure. So I think the key to our next 10 years, our next 5 years, is going to really help our customers understand help them so that they can focus on their core business, and we can help with the contextual side of their business. We need to deliver a business outcome, not sell a product or provide a solution. It's providing a business outcome as a service. And there's many companies that participate in the space. There's only one that operates in a global capacity, focusing on the network, the digital and hybrid cloud environment, and the security world. This is what we want to focus on. And if we do the right things every day and we lead with an authentic and genuine approach, I think our employees are going to be incredibly excited about working at Dimension Data, and all of the smart people in the industry are going to want to come and work for our company.
Well, that's exciting. You've about 1 minute left. Tell me more about what your role will be in driving that transformation forward.
So I think as the CEO, my job is to set the vision, to define the strategy, and to support our employees and support our customers. If I focus my time on the customer and the employee and help them fulfill their goals and their dreams, then if we hire the right people, the rest takes care of itself.
On that note, your website is
www.dimensiondata.com.
Yep.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Patrick Haar. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And Patrick is the CEO of Panzura, which is a leader in cloud and storage. And you have a slightly different model than anyone else in the industry. Talk about what you do.
Again, at a top level, we're seeing kind of tremendous digital transformation of every industry. And through that large growth of data, whether it be in healthcare or medical images, video surveillance, a lot of video being generated, IoT. So what we help companies do is really help take advantage of the cloud on the back end while still delivering performance to those applications users in the data center. So effectively a hybrid cloud or multi-cloud.
So you're going to help companies if they have to go to determine a private cloud or a public cloud.
Yes.
Discuss what the real differences of those two are to an organization when we're speaking with a CEO audience.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I've been in the cloud business for had well over 10, 12 years now. I remember back in the day, 2007, everyone said no one was going to use Amazon because it was a bookstore, right?
There you go.
If you fast forward to today, it really, if you're not implementing what we call a cloud-first strategy, you're kind of last. And so with that, a public cloud is really how do I take advantage of public cloud resources or external resources to gain scale, agility, speed for my business. Whereas a private cloud I implemented in a data center with those same type of public cloud attributes. Typically why you choose one or the other, regulations, security, compliance. So an example here in New York, we have several large banks that we work with. They'll typically implement a private cloud because of the security and the compliance to regulatory requirements.
And how does a company work if they want to integrate? Because I've heard of companies using both a hybrid of public and private clouds.
Yeah. So the reality is the world is hybrid. It's not just public, it's not just private. In fact,
and the world, everything is gray area now.
Yeah, it
it's
is
no
gray.
Longer good and bad and
no.
Everything.
In fact, I would argue you're going to see as we move forward, companies take advantage of not just Amazon, Azure, Google, but they also take advantage of private clouds. So it will be a mixture of all the above. And it's really going to be based off the users and the applications and what they need to access.
Okay, so let's talk about the actual process that occurs when you take a company to have their cloud.
So it's pretty simple. We effectively help a company do what's called data migration to our storage devices, and in turn, that talks to the cloud. So again, it's pretty non-disruptive. It's very easy for a company to engage with us. We typically get a company up and running within a matter of weeks to start using the public cloud or the private cloud. And this is very different from kind of a traditional method where I rewrite all the applications. Right, and that's very key. Let's think about year 2000. I had a bunch of money to go in and rewrite the applications. Typically, CIOs don't have that type of approach today. They have a cloud-first mandate. We help them easily move into the cloud without rewriting those applications. And then, in turn, as I also like to say, we help that company unlock the power of that data. So you imagine today I've got data islands. I've got data in remote offices. I've got data in data centers. I've got data now in the cloud. We help them break down those barriers, centralize that data in the cloud. And with that, you can unlock that power of that data by simply being able to access that data anywhere. I can compute on that data. I can collaborate on that data, so I can have teams collaborate that in real time. And finally, I can analyze that data. So everything is also about AI and ML, or artificial intelligence, machine learning. I can now find that needle in a haystack. Right, as someone, I can find social security numbers to help look at, from a security standpoint, I don't expose that data. I can find consumer data patterns. So it's really, for us, how do we help companies easily move to the cloud? And then once that data is there, how do we help them unlock that power of the data?
And I think one of the real differences you're talking about is, from a security standpoint, when people have to rewrite the code and everything, that opens up potential breaches. So
absolutely.
Because your process does not have that involved, you could never say eliminate, but you significantly lessen that chance.
Yeah, I think two things. Number one, we help companies dramatically improve their security posture because you don't have to rewrite the application. But second, by centralizing all that data, you remove all these different access points and all these different, what I'd call a data island, right? Again, if I have a remote office that has data, I have data in a data center, I have data in a cloud. if you have to put security postures around each one of those, it becomes much more challenging. And in fact, you open yourself up to more security holes.
You know, I remember I was reading that the file cabinet was, it was invented in like 1894. Chicago's World's Fair was when it was introduced. And really, the file cabinet has become what the cloud is, the file cabinet in the sky for everyone to use now. Talk about what you see the future of the cloud as being.
Again, it's been an amazing transformation. I hate using that word loosely, but it has truly been an amazing transformation to the cloud. The reason for this is kind of, was it Watson that said there would be 5 or 6 computers in the world? We're kind of going back to that centralized model. Because once you centralize that in, quote, this file cabinet, if you want to use that analogy, again, I have the ability to control who's accessing that data. Mm-hmm. I have the ability to, again, as I highlighted, unlock that power to the edge because I can analyze that data. I no longer have all these distributed sites. So the cloud's truly revolutionary in enabling companies to really drive that digital transformation that's really underfoot in the industry.
Here is the big breakthrough in what you're saying. Everything has become gray air, has become a hybrid, right?
Absolutely.
That's the future.
It's hybrid and multi-cloud. It's interesting. You get into Google as an example. They have phenomenal machine learning and artificial intelligence. So if you're not able to take advantage of that because you're locked in one other cloud, you're going to miss out on those possibilities. So the key, you want to be able to use all those clouds, use all the capabilities, that not only in Amazon, not only in Google, but all the above.
And how frequently should a CEO and their team reevaluate their cloud?
I think you want to do it regularly.
Once a year? Once every 10 years?
Well, again, I really challenge my own team to look at this quarterly.
Quarterly?
And I only say it because the world is moving so fast. Who would have thought the biggest taxi company would have been Uber, right?
But it's something that is on a regular basis, and it's okay. It's almost like with your money, you might change some of the funds you're in on a regular basis. You might change the cloud the same way.
If nothing else, it helps you understand all the innovation because it truly is an amazing, innovative world. Amazon introduces 10 to 20 new services a month.
Okay. Let's shift gears, talk to leadership.
Yep.
I know you have a real passion about unique processes you use to build a company of technical people. Share one.
So, number one, I've always taken the philosophy, hire smarter people than you are. And I know that sounds a little, mundane at times, but you really want to take a look at and challenge yourself to find the best people because it's really at the core, it's about the team. Whatever I've done has always been about that team and being able to deliver on the key things you want to drive into the marketplace. So I think challenge yourself to really find those best people, spend the time and effort up front. Don't hire someone just because you have to hire. Because I think through that process, you're going to build the best team. Second, you want to invest in that team. This is through education. This is through challenging. Get people together, understand those ideas, and have them think outside the box. In fact, I really challenge the people, spend 10% of your time on nothing related to that particular project.
Right? Like what? That's really interesting. So you'll have people, you'll say, take 10% of your time and spend it on what?
Doing X.
What? What does X mean?
Well, meaning think outside the box. Go. It may not even be directly related to our technology. As I said, this world's moving so fast.
It might be investigating restaurants, and all of a sudden, by investigating that, you come up with a new idea that applies to your business.
Yeah, and there's some borrowed things. Being in Silicon Valley, you see some of the best practices are going on. Google's pretty infamous for this, right? Go spend part of your time that's completely independent of your day-to-day job, because you might come up with new ways and new opportunities to really think outside the box and drive that back into your product set. So with that, I've never been able to, probably if I had a dollar for everyone told me do I have glasses, I'd probably be a rich man right now and independent of working. But through that, I really learned the power of perception, taking advantage of your other senses, and also interacting with people.
And what is the website if someone wants to go there?
So it's visionbridge.org. Good. So V-I-S-I-O-N. BRIDGE.org.
Okay, and you were saying more, and I cut you off and I asked for the website.
No, so again, I'm pretty passionate about this because it's amazing when you see the fear go away in the parents' eyes with working with when their children have an eye disease.
That's really, that's great, super important. And it's sort of analogous to what you're doing with companies, which is you're helping them have the right perspective, see clearly, so that they can achieve their full destiny by being in the right cloud and reinventing which cloud they're in on regular analysis.
Absolutely. And in fact, we have a new service coming up called Vision. I'll let this out of the bag. But it's about being able to see or view your data across the enterprise. And perhaps it comes full circle back to my eye disease a little bit. It's opened up different perceptions. And if you're able to do that, I think you're uniquely able to take advantage of certain opportunities you may not take advantage of otherwise.
Again, your website is?
www.panzura.com.
A pleasure speaking with you, Patrick. And everyone, remember, you need the cloud, and the cloud is changing, just like bank accounts, that you're going to reevaluate where you're investing from time to time. Once a quarter, you should reevaluate your cloud situation. Great Absolutely. Having you as a guest on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Fred Boulanger. How are you, Fred?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me, Robert.
And Fred is not just the CEO, but the founder of Macadamian, and you're going to hear about what Macadamian is doing in the healthcare space through Alexa, really, of reinventing a lot of what's happening in healthcare. Talk about what the business is today.
Yeah, well, Macadamian is actually a software consulting company, and our focus is, actually, I should say our obsession is on customer experience. And in the healthcare world, that means helping our customers stop thinking about the people they serve as patients, but as customers. And so we're designing experiences to help them engage the patients as customers for the lifetime of their disease or the lifetime of their recovery and the likes and so on.
What does customer mean differently than patient? I don't totally get it.
Well, in the context of a customer, satisfaction is usually important. Them returning to your business afterward is super important. And having this experience that will be engaging them toward a better recovery, a faster recovery, a reliable recovery, is how you have to think of them as customers. And when you think of them as patients, I guess there's a little bit of looking down on them because they're sick or something like that, that is not considering them fully.
That's an interesting perspective then. So let's look at something very exciting that you're doing, which is linking Alexa into healthcare. So really talk through in depth what you're doing, because I had not, frankly, ever heard of anyone doing this in healthcare.
Yeah, well, I think healthcare, and I guess why I'm optimistic about healthcare in general, is that technology is slowly but surely picking up the pace of innovation of healthcare, as opposed to healthcare slowing down the innovation. And we've reached this tipping point now where technology is so everywhere, and data is, the silos are being broken down, that we can actually make links between a lot of data that we couldn't before. And Alexa can be the front end of all that data linking and all those data silos that we have about ourselves that are everywhere in the system. Now, we see home care as the future of healthcare. We see people wanting to be home as they get older, and we see payers, providers, pharma wanting the patients to be home because this is where they're the least costly to the system. Now, our interaction...
So it's a win for both, then.
It is absolutely a win for both. And on top of this, Alexa is a great equalizer. You don't need to know how to read, or you need to be proficient reading to be able to take care of your health. While today, with mobile apps or whatever paper forms are given to you, it is actually excluding a large part of the population, because a lot of people do have issues reading and comprehending the information that they're being given. Alexa will be there as a companion throughout their recovery, throughout their condition, living through their condition, and that's what we want to leverage at every point in their life, in their day. How is it that we make their day better, given how they feel, given the data that we have about them, that we're gathering on their Fitbit, on their scale, on how they slept, on the many steps they've done, and that type of stuff.
So what I'm thinking is going to happen in the future of Alexa, and you're going to explain more to me, is you start off, let's say my mom, who happens to be 83 years old, and in a few years she's going to say, can I have Alexa, can I have a car pick me up in 10 minutes and take me to McDonald's? Now, the good news is Alexa's going to do that. The car will be autonomous, and the car will take her. But maybe the not such good news is now that car is going to communicate with all of her systems and say, no, car, do not take her to McDonald's. You need to take her somewhere else. And the machine is now going to make the decision to take her to a healthier restaurant. Are you at the point of dealing with these machines talking to machines? Because in the home, there are a lot of devices.
I mean, we are going to see machines talking to machines. We will always be the master of technology, in my view.
You and believe that humans will always have a place?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if I want to go to McDonald's, I will go to McDonald's. Now, what I do see...
You say it in McDonald's in such a French, elegant way.
Here you go. And so healthcare at home, to me, is all about helping... What's going on is that the population is aging, and we have no other way than having people at home. And as such, inventing ways to have those people at home is what we need to focus on for the next 20 years. Now, Alexa is a big part of this. All of the wearables and all of the data and sensing things that are going to be added to our houses in order for us to figure out fall prevention mechanisms or that alert systems that are going to allow me, as the son of my mom, who's very healthy now but could be less healthy in the future, I want peace of mind. I want information to be communicated to me should something happen to my mom or should my mom not be feeling great. You know, like with 30 seconds of listening now with Alexa, Alexa can actually detect certain types of feelings, four categories of feeling, like happiness, depression, sadness, and that type
and
of stuff.
And Alexa is at the point that it can decipher those four different ones.
Alexa, not by itself, but technology is being developed as we speak in order for us to be able to figure that out. You know, in some ways, we are consultants. The difference with any other consultants, I guess we're problem solvers, and our clay is software. And we love to shape software into digital experiences that will enrich the lives of people that are using the software that we're building. We're literally obsessed with, I guess, user-centric design, which means figuring out a way for you, Robert, to be able to use this software without any explanations and remember how to use this software without even thinking you need to remember, because it's so intuitive. We believe strongly in the fact that changing people's behavior is super hard, and finding ways to make it as invisible, or that technology as invisible as it can be, is the holy grail of what we do. So the customers that we work with are looking for a little bit of chaos into their existing way of thinking, and so they get us in and they're like, guys, help us think of this problem in new ways. And figuring out a way to engage this user slash customer along the way of their recovery or along the way of what we need them to do for our business goals to be met, kind of thing, while increasing their loyalty, while making sure that they get what they need from us. And those are the type of problems and goals that we have every time we come in. So we have workshops where we start people from a napkin sketch, literally, all the way to a market-ready product where we've developed the end-to-end solution for them as part of this engagement.
Very exciting. Go back to your snapshot, the vision for the future.
In the context of what we see home care as being a huge market and a great possibility for a lot of the aging population there to be using technology, we see us as the catalyst to build those experiences at home that will help them live a better life, a longer life at home, without the support of, or without having to go to ER or the hospitals, or having to go there less, but every day helping them make better decisions so that they live better at home by themselves.
And on that inspirational note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much, Robert. A pleasure. Likewise.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.